Chapter 8. You're such a good boy, Bailey. Miss Angeli cooed as she slowly ground her hips back and forth. Bailey was sprawled out on the bed beneath her, his soft, smooth body glistening with massage oil in the flickering candlelight. After Bailey had successfully drained both Sabrina and Dana of multiple loads, Bailey returned home to find the lights were all off, and Miss Angeli was waiting for him, wearing nothing more than a simple, transparent red baby doll. After stripping him down and very skillfully oiling him up, she coaxed a large, vibrating plug up into his tight little hole and mounted his smooth, skinny cock. Miss Angeli rocked her hips slowly back and forth, her tight hole swallowing Bailey's little cock down to the base as she grinded on him with a deliberate slowness. The intense vibrations of the plug, coupled with the sensation of his lover's incredibly warm hole softly milking him, was enough to make Bailey whimper and squirm continuously. His teacher's long, meaty cock was likewise covered with oil, and each time Miss Angeli moved back and forth on Bailey's cock, her lubed-up shaft slipped and slid around on Bailey's soft, flat stomach. The sensation of being fucked while grinding her oiled-up cock against her student was almost pure bliss, and a thick pearl of creamy precum remained present at the tip of her cock at all times. As much as Bailey was trying to endure being fucked without coming, Miss Angeli was likewise enjoying the intense pleasure, trying to keep herself constantly on the edge without quite leaping over it. "Can I play with your boobs?" Bailey asked bashfully, his cheeks flushing pink. Miss Angeli giggled at that and felt her cock stiffen because of his shyness. Despite fucking at least twice a day, sometimes much, much more, every day for the last several weeks, he was still just as passive and shy as a virgin. "Of course, honey. They're your tits to play with, after all. Do what you want with them." Miss Angeli licked her lips playfully, peering down at Bailey as she reached up and gently pulled the satin ribbon between her breasts that was holding the skimpy nightie in place. She gave a good tug, and the nightie parted, her firm breasts spilling out as she shrugged the top off. "Here you go, baby," Miss Angeli said, leaning forward over him as Bailey quickly latched onto her left breast, sucking vigorously as he groped and squeezed both of her breasts. "Shit," Miss Angeli sighed, biting her bottom lip as she moved her hips faster, savoring the feeling of her lover lapping and sucking on her sensitive nipples in turn, as a slippery cock pushed deeper and deeper inside her. "Come on, baby. Suck harder. I want you to stretch my nipples with your mouth." Of course Bailey complied, sucking much harder at his teacher's sensitive pink nipples, his tongue flicking back and forth over them as he tugged her supple flesh, taut with his lips at the suction of his mouth. Miss Angeli let out a whine, lifting herself up slightly as she squeezed her soft, tight ass, the walls of her warm passage gripping and milking Bailey's cock. She sped up her movements as Bailey whined and squirmed. She could feel the delicious pressure of his cock swelling inside of her, the incredibly urgent throbbing telling her that he would burst at any moment inside of her. "Come on, Bailey, thrust up. Fuck me till you nut," Miss Angeli instructed as she leaned back, bracing herself with one hand on the bed behind her as the other reached down and gripped her throbbing cock. Her hand slid up and down the swelled head of her dick as Bailey began wildly bucking his hips upwards, his stiff prick sliding deep into her slippery passage again and again as she jerked herself quickly, racing him towards the mutual bliss they were about to experience. To her delight, as much as her surprise, she felt Bailey's warm, incredibly soft hand cup her smooth balls and quickly roll them around between his warm fingers. The incessant caressing motion, paired with the cock thrusting deep into her from below, was enough to push Miss Angeli over the edge. She moaned loudly as she climaxed, her eyes lolling around in their sockets as she gripped the flared tip of her cock, her hot white cum spraying all over Bailey's bared, oiled-up chest and neck. Much to her delight, she'd seen Bailey open his mouth instinctively when the cum began to fly, and she felt her balls tighten at the sight of his pink little tongue wiggling around, causing her to make that much more of a mess. Before she could finish, Bailey moaned as he unleashed his thick load into his teacher's warm ass, but she hardly noticed. Such was the mind-numbing, rapturous orgasm washing over her. Several spurts from her twitching cock later, and Bailey had received a proper cum shower. His stomach and chest were covered with thick patches of the creamy hot goodness, with a little bit pooling in the pit of his throat. He lay there panting, with a face flushed beneath her, as Miss Angeli smeared warm cum over his pale flesh with her still twitching cock. "Ah, oh, Mr. Hudson," she moaned, slowly leaning down, pressing her lips to his. They kissed for several moments before Miss Angeli slowly raised herself up off of him and laid beside him, her fingers dipping down to meticulously scoop up the wealth of cum bit by bit and feed it to Bailey. Bailey sucked her fingers like they were covered with delicate half-melted Swiss chocolate, lapping up every last bit and savoring the taste in his mouth before swallowing it. "So how was your day with your new teammates, Mr. Hudson?" she asked, leaning over to plant a kiss on his bare chest. Bailey briefly recounted how he had fucked Sabrina while Dana fucked him, and how the resulting orgasm had nearly killed him. "Yeah, being in the middle will fuck you up," Miss Angeli cooed as she half-closed her eyes, letting out a little reflective sigh. "It was like having two dicks inside of you, but, you know, better," Bailey yawned, nuzzling Miss Angeli. "Well, I'm glad the three of you are getting along so well. It can be hard moving to a new school, so I expect you'll do everything you can to help your new teammates adjust." "Ugh," Bailey grumbled. "Why do I have to be a cheerleader?" "Because your soft little butt looks great in a skirt," teased Miss Angeli. "You made me wear that skirt," mumbled Bailey, flushing pink. "What can I say? Dressing you up like the little bitch you are just gets me going." Miss Angeli grinned, leaning down to plant a little kiss on her lover's cheek. The new routine was hectic at first. Bailey wasn't really used to all the extracurricular activities he currently found himself stuck with. In fact, he had spent the majority of his academic career going directly home after school, using the precious few hours of alone time he had before his parents got home to masturbate. Jacking off was simple enough to do without getting caught, but gradually stretching out his boy cunt and training it for large cocks required a bit more discretion. Getting caught with his dick in his hand would be bad enough, but he wouldn't want to have to explain the oil-smeared cucumber protruding from his plush little ass to anyone, least of all his parents. He was looking forward to having the afternoon off. Miss Angeli was called away to a staff meeting that was supposed to take up the majority of the afternoon, so there was no practice. Nor did he really have any other way to kill his free time. Bailey was walking, distracted, through the halls and classes that led out, hundreds of students pushing their way towards the exit, to finally be free of the place, when the solution to his problem firmly grabbed his ass, snapping him out of his deep train of thought. One of the meat-headed jocks, a very large guy named Trent, had grabbed Bailey's ass, suddenly giving it an almost painful squeeze as he brushed past the other boy. Bailey had seen Trent walk into the boys' bathroom, glancing slightly back at Bailey before disappearing inside. It was enough. The pawing, then the glance, was the jock's equivalent of snapping their fingers, or yelling jump, and expecting him to answer how high. Bailey made his way silently to the bathroom, finding it empty, and Trent moving into the stall far at the end of the room. Bailey followed, unaware that he had caught the attention of someone else who was trailing just a few steps behind him before he entered the filthy, moist restroom. "Hey," Bailey said softly, his voice almost a whisper, his cheeks already flushed as a small hand dropped down to rub the growing bulge in the front of Trent's jeans. Trent must have wanted it badly. His cock was throbbing intensely, so much that Bailey could feel it through the jock's jeans as he slowly rubbed the bulging mass of flesh. "Hurry up. I have practice in 10 minutes," the thick, meaty jock said dismissively, his hand slapping Bailey hard on the ass before giving it a nice, tight squeeze. Not having to be told twice, Bailey moved over to the toilet and climbed onto it, facing away from Trent, his knees together on the lid as he stuck his pert little ass out for his classmate. Trent's thick fingers pushed under the band of Bailey's pants and tugged them roughly down, the pants peeling down to reveal the incredibly slutty undergarment that Miss Angeli had picked out for him that morning. It was a simple stringy black thong. The center of it was embroidered with black transparent material that made it look like a butterfly, while the strings going down the smooth slit of his ass and hugging the upper curve of it gave him the most scrumptious-looking whale tail. "Fuck," Trent gasped, his hands gripping Bailey's pale ass hard as he spread the supple flesh apart, exposing the fleshy, vibrant pink hole which he quickly drove his tongue into. Bailey bit his lip, his face flushing pink as he felt the hot, wet mouth of his classmate enthusiastically preparing his willing little hole for the cock that was sure to follow. He did his best not to cry out as he felt the tongue lap up and down his hole first before plunging inside to wiggle around, slathering everything with a layer of hot, sticky spit that made Bailey's hole pulsate with anticipation. It was well over a minute of sheer delight for Bailey, who writhed around pushing his soft ass back into his classmate's face, feeling the slippery tongue push deeper and deeper as it lubed him up. When Trent finally pulled back, Bailey was panting like a dog on a hot day, his hands gripping the cold steel pipes jutting out of the tiled wall behind the toilet, as he felt Trent roughly pull back the thong to the side and unceremoniously shove his aching cock into Bailey's dripping boy cunt. "Fuck yeah," Bailey hissed, biting his lip hard as he again tried to avoid moaning like a little bitch in heat as he felt the hefty frame of the big jock pushing urgently into him. The jock's cock throbbed hard as it speared Bailey deep, the flesh of the jock's groin pounding hard into Bailey's soft, willing ass, their bodies slapping loudly with each collision. It was usually safe to fuck in the stalls after school. Once the bell rang, people were usually too preoccupied with escape to worry about things like stopping to take a piss. Usually. So it wouldn't be likely for someone to hear the swift, loud slapping of flesh on flesh as the jock pounded Bailey cross-eyed in the stall furthest from the door. "Just like that." Bailey let another moan slip as he squeezed his slick pink hole rhythmically, his satin inside squeezing an incredibly hard cock inside of him gently, over and over again. Were Trent not wildly pounding away into him, Bailey would have timed out the contractions for maximum effect. But he couldn't do much but wiggle and squirm, the jock's hands painfully digging into his slim waist as he was fucked.
"Fuck! God damn it!"
Trent suddenly growled as he bottomed out in Bailey, leaving his cock planted balls deep inside as it violently began spurting cum. Bailey's eyes widened at the unannounced ejaculation, and he could feel the tip of the cock flaring and pulsating violently as it spewed several thick ropes of deliciously hot sperm deep into his well-fucked ass. Bailey was a bit disappointed, but pushed his ass back onto the jock, expecting him to blow his load and keep going. But to Bailey's dismay, the jock slid out, depriving Bailey's hungry hole of its meaty treat as he tucked his slippery cock back into his jeans, not even bothering to wipe it clean. Having blown his load, Trent simply turned and left, leaving the panting and incredibly turned on and incredibly unsatisfied Bailey with his knees up on the toilet, ass sticking out for the cock he so desperately needed. "Fucking dick," Bailey hissed bitterly, sighing as he rested his face on his folded arms. The hole was winking with excitement. He was warm, wet, and ready to go. And while the thick load he had sprayed in his ass felt deliciously warm and sticky deep inside of him, he was far from satisfied. One is never enough, is it? Cooed the voice of Sabrina, and Bailey jumped, a bolt of fear racing through him because of the sudden announcement of her presence. Bailey turned and looked up, seeing Sabrina at the top of the stall. She was standing on the toilet in the next stall over, and now was leaning over the partition, staring at him. What? He asked slowly, pulling his pants up over the glistening hole in the stringy underwear that didn't even begin to cover it. One dick. It's never enough, is it? Sabrina grinned impishly. Some days, I wish I could just bend over in here with a line at the door behind me. Bailey licked his parched lips, a warm jolt of pleasure rushing through his cock at the very idea of such a depraved act. Well, what if I told you I could arrange something just as fun, if not more fun, not to mention dirtier? Sabrina asked, her dark brown eyes lighting up as she sized Bailey up. Dirtier? Bailey asked, flushing at the thought and mulling it over for a brief moment before he licked his lips and nodded his little blonde head enthusiastically. I don't know, Sabrina said, narrowing her eyes as she slowly rubbed her chin with one hand. Aw, come on. I want to know, Bailey whined. He had been deprived of cock, and now his hungry boy cunt was dripping with desire. The idea of all the cocks he could ever want was just too much to think about right now. Well, there is a place I go to, but I have a nice little setup, and I don't want it getting ruined. Please, I won't tell. I promise, Bailey pleaded. All right, fine, but not today. We'll have to wait till tomorrow. And if you fuck this up, I will tell Dina to rip your balls off, Sabrina growled. Bailey recoiled, and then she immediately went back to her energetic, incredibly sweet self, leaning far over the partition to ruffle Bailey's hair. What? When? Bailey asked, as if surprised that Sabrina didn't have this fabled endless supply of cock on her person. Friday. If we leave right after practice, we can get to my special spot right about the time the fun begins. I'll bring everything we need. You just need to be ready to get fucked more times in a row than you ever thought was possible. Sabrina wore a stupid grin, memories of her special place flooding into her head. With that, Sabrina hopped down off the toilet and left Bailey behind to soak up the information as she skipped gleefully out of the bathroom into the now vacant halls of the school. His cheeks pink, and body incredibly warm from the quick tease that Trent called a fucking, Bailey gathered his things and wandered out of the bathroom almost directly into a woman that was standing just outside the hallway. He yelped at an almost running into her and quickly stammered his apologies. In a rush, Mr. Hudson? The cool voice with a hint of Gaelic accent asked. Bailey glanced up, all at once taking in the sight of Miss Pickwell, the vice principal of the school, standing before him. She wore her usual, almost militant attire of long black skirt and dark black nylons that vanished into mirror-polished knee-high boots. She wore a dark green blouse that was buttoned up to the neck, and despite her concealing them with the loose-fitting top, it was clear she had a very full pair of breasts. As always, her raven hair was tied up into a harsh bun, held in place by a cross pair of decorative hair sticks. Her vibrant emerald eyes glared down at Bailey. Sorry, Miss Pickwell, Bailey stammered, lowering his head. He had a single encounter with the vice president when he was still a freshman. She had scolded him so severely that 4 years later he remained traumatized by the experience. What are you doing lurking around the lavatory after hours, School ended, Mr. Hudson. In case you have some purpose for being here, you shouldn't be here at all. I just needed to use the bathroom, Bailey stammered, though the idea of talking back to this woman scared the shit out of him. To do drugs? Miss Pickwell added, her tone as icy as her expression. No, declared Bailey, shaking his head quickly. I don't do drugs. No? Well, you certainly are flushed, the woman observed, placing a hand across his left cheek. Her skin was surprisingly soft, very soft, yet surprisingly cold, so much it made Bailey wince slightly. not to mention your stammering.
I'm fine, Bailey said, his voice almost a whisper. We'll see to it you don't slip up. If I catch you wandering about the school in a drug-addled haze, I will have you bent over my desk for a hard paddling, Miss Pickwell said coolly.
Yes, ma'am,
Bailey said, swallowing hard as the woman turned on her heel and walked away without another word, the sound of her heels clicking on the hardwood floors still echoing even after she had rounded the corridor and vanished from sight.